Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Monday, baby. You know it is Music Monday, baby. It is Mad Monday, and believe me, honey, it is Mad Monday around here today. I kid you not. Listen, I am broadcasting live from the Windy City. It is cloudy out today, can I tell you, early this morning. It was so foggy. I was like, am I in London here? You know, what is going on? So listen, it's about 57 degrees. You know, it's cloudy, really foggy out. So listen, you guys, listen. This show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum.com. That is G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We have two different flavors of Gumba Rum. We have natural vanilla, which is Gumba Go, and also natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Listen, the CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gumb. Yes, and see, it is October the 31st, 2022. 1 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Patani. Listen. I got some special stuff on today. Independent artist LaGaia, I'm telling you, she got some hard music for your ears on today. It is going to be going down, my darlings. Yes, indeed. Listen, before I get into the music, you guys do me just a small favor. While you're on Facebook, use the keyword The Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow, and I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Now, listen, who's going to be checking out this music on today? Come on, engineer, rock with me on today. Come on. Yeah. Yeah. You better know it. Oh. Wow. That noise. Come on. Yeah. Yes, my darling, your music is being heard by people all over the world. Listen, I'm going to get down into the music because really it is boss soft music. Listen, before I get into that, I really do have a word from one of my sponsors, and it is very, very important. Now, listen, I want you guys to take a listen. I'm going to talk to you a few minutes about brain fog and what you can do about it, okay? You guys take a listen to this.
When it comes to brain fog information, you need straight facts based on nutritional biochemistry and what we know about brain metabolism and treating neurological disorders. To get started on your path to erase brain fog, visit www.brainfogrecoveryprogram.com.
Yes, my darlings, I want you to visit the website brainfogrecoveryprogram.com. Listen, this is so important. This is really huge, and Not kidding. Listen, when you go on the website, you're going to see where it says Brain Nutrition Guide, how conventional nutrition advice is not telling you what you need for a healthy brain. And listen, sometimes I want, it's so interesting about brain fog, because I am telling you, for the last couple of months, I've been kind of wondering what is going on with different individuals. To me, you know, I don't know about anybody else, but I have noticed, you know, that sometimes things are starting to get a little confused. People are not really taking care of business the way they should be. Listen, for example, and I'm still talking about brain fog. Now, I got the prime example, and I'm like, is it me or is this happening to other people as well? Listen, I got the prime example. I had a doctor, well, not really a doctor's appointment. My doctor sent me in for a special blood test, right? He sends me in for a special blood test, and this is why you've got to really pay attention to your gut feeling and follow your gut feeling no matter what is going on. So listen, the doctor sends me in. He sends me over to a professional building to get a blood test, right, special blood test. And when he was setting it up, I was going to myself, this ain't sounding right, just don't sound right. So listen, I'm going somewhere with the story, and I'm still talking about brain fog. So Dr. Green Jeans, he says, I'm going to send you to Dr. So-and-so for this special blood test. And he says, I'm going to call him right now. So he gets on the phone. I'm sitting there in the office with him. He gets on the phone. He calls his doctor friend. He says, so-and-so is going to come in, and you're going to do this special blood test on her. They couldn't do the test at my clinic where I go because they need these special tubes or whatever they got to do. So listen, I'm like, this still ain't sounding right to me. And so he says, okay, all you got to do is walk in, ask for Dr. So-and-so. They're not going to give you any problem, and he's going to do this blood test for me because I can't do it at this clinic. I says, okay. So he gives me the little slip of paper, and he writes it down, the address where to go and who to see. Now listen, mind you, I'm thinking at the time where he's explaining all this to me, I says, this ain't sounding right. I know he's a doctor, but this just ain't going right, sounding right to me. Now listen what happens to me this morning. I roll out of my bed super early, 8 a.m. in the morning, right? I roll out at 8 a.m. I go down to this place. You know what happened? I get to the front desk. I says, I need to see Dr. So-and-so. Now, mind you, my doctor even called me on Saturday afternoon to make sure I was going. He says, listen, I'm just calling to make sure you're going on Monday. I said, yeah, I'm going. And so, listen, I get down to the place. I'm still talking about brain fog. Listen, pay attention. I get down there, and the lady says, what? You don't have an appointment. First thing, she starts giving me hell. Now, Dr. Green Jeans told me that was not going to happen. Just ask for Dr. Who, you know who, and they're going to come out and help you and take this test. Well, that ain't what happened, y'all. That ain't what happened. The reception says, well, Dr. So-and-so knows that ain't how it works around here. You just can't send no patient up in here without no appointment. I'm like, oh, my God. Now, listen, my gut instinct was telling me that this was going to happen, right? So, listen, she goes to the back looking for Dr. So-and-so, the one that was supposed to do the test, the special test. She comes back. She says, well, I tell you, he's not even here. He called in sick. He's not here today. And she says, I'm going to see if I can find somebody else to do the test. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is going way wrong real fast already. And I'm like, okay. So I stay real calm. She says, have a seat. I had a seat, and you know what? She comes back. She says, oh, there's a resident around here that can do the special test. And I'm like, oh, today, Jesus. And so I'm just sitting there acting like I'm still calm. I'm not worried. And she goes to the front desk. Nobody comes out. Nobody says anything. And so I'm like, well, you know, something tells me I just need to get up and just go back and get my day started, go back home, do what I'm going to do. And so guess what? I sat there and I waited about 20 minutes. Nobody never came out, no resident. And I really didn't want the resident to do this test in the first place because the doctor specifically said it's a special blood test that they got to do, and they can't do it at the clinic where I'm at. So listen, nobody came out. Nobody said anything. So I got up. I says, well, I'm going back to home, and I'm going to get started and do whatever I got to do and get to the studio and do whatever I'm doing. You know what happened? As soon as I got back to the suburbs, the lady at the front desk calls my mother. Do you hear me? Now, listen, I'm still talking about brain fog. This is why I think a whole bunch of folks is walking around with brain fog and need some help. The lady at the front desk calls my mother. She didn't call me. She calls my mother, and she says, I'm looking for Adrian. And she says, I need her to come back down to this place, and we got to do this test. I found somebody that can do this test. And I'm like, uh-uh. And my mother says, you know, I don't know who this lady was, but she had a really huge bad attitude. So my point is this. It seems to me that a lot of folks is walking around with scattered brain syndrome and brain fog, because who would do that to a person? Who would do that? Now, I'm already worked up and wondering what the Sam Hill world is going on, and nobody is telling me anything, and this problem is going on for a minute, and now they're going to start these tests, and now he just tells me to walk in, no appointment, and it didn't turn out nothing like what the doctor said. Now, this doctor is a specialist, mind you. He's a specialist, and I'm like, oh, my God. So, listen, I'm still talking about brain fog. This is the point. The point is, if you are having trouble with memory, if you are having a problem with focus, you need to take a look at this program. It is brainfogrecoveryprogram.com. And I really think some doctors need to be in this program too, because nobody would do what they did to me. Nobody would do that. And you already kind of worry about what's really going on. Nobody would do that to a person. So listen, you guys need to check out brainfogrecoveryprogram.com. It says Brain Nutrition Guide, how conventional nutrition advice is not telling you what you need for a healthy brain. And I am telling you, I think there's a lot of this that's going on. I really do. Not only have I experienced this just today, but I have experienced this time and time again where people are making mistakes. They are forgetting things. And I'm just like, what in the world is this? It's brain fog. Listen, it is brain fog, and a lot of us need to get it cleared up. So listen, take a look at the website. It is, once again, Brain Fog Recovery, recoveryprogram.com. And listen, the young lady that is doing the program, she has a lot of experience. She is a trained professional. She did not just get out of bed and say, I'm going to do this. She is a trained woman with degrees. She knows what she's doing. She knows what she's talking about. You're going to see on the website, you're going to see some testimonies of different individuals who went through the program. Her name is Nicole Laurent. That's L-A-U-R-E-N-T. Listen, and also now she's not a medical doctor, but she does have her certification and her degrees, and she knows what she is doing. You can also get a free guide on the website. You can get the guide for free, and you can set up an appointment, get registered, and she will talk to you and tell you more about the program. Now, listen, I am going to be talking about this program all week. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am going to be talking about brain fog because it's serious. It's no joke. It is serious. And if I have personally asked people are like having a little brain fog problem, I am sure there's a lot of other people that's walking around with the same problem. Now, listen, I got some super hot music that's coming up from independent artist LaGaia. This one is called 1965. I want you guys to check this out.
I want to pretend that it's all right, living in 1965. Want to get most things in my dress after my school prom night. When the other kids ask if I'm all right, I'm gonna pretend that you're all right, living in
Listen, that's 1965, independent artist LaGaia. Last name is E-S-C-U-E-T-A. Let me tell you something. This artist is well, she is very mature for what her, the sound that she has. She is well advanced past her years. Let me tell you something. She's singing about 1965. But listen, listen, I am telling you, she has a very mature sound already. Listen, you know what? The Fierce Female Network always have on superstars of today and tomorrow. And I am telling you, she is a superstar of today and a superstar of tomorrow. And listen, I already know that her songs are pressing toward the charts. iTunes, top chart. She is a top chart. And Billboards, honey. Yes, Billboards. So listen, 1965, I love this song. It is wonderful. It is awesome. She is in a class by herself. Her sound is awesome, awesome. And I compare her to the Cranberries because the Cranberries were really huge. And you know the success that the Cranberries, listen, you know the success that the Cranberries experienced when they were doing their music. And they still do music right to the today. And my point is that she is going to have the same amount of success. The music that she's putting out is awesome. It is crisp. It is clean, well mixed and mastered. And she's doing a very, very great job. Listen, I got some more music that's coming up by independent artist LaGaia. This one is called She, S-H-E. I want you guys to take a listen to this. It is phenomenal, and you are going to love it.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. She is a pop star. Pop star. Yes, she is a pop star. Pop star. I am telling you, she has it going on. She is awesome. That is independent artist Ligaya, L-I-G-A-Y-A, Ligaya. Listen, I have another word from my sponsor, and this is Brightfall. I want you guys to take a listen to this. This is some great information, very detailed. I want you guys to take a listen and check this out.
When it comes to brain fog information, you need straight facts based on nutritional biochemistry and what we know about brain metabolism and treating neurological disorders. To get started on your path to erase brain fog, visit www.brainfogrecoveryprogram.com.
Yes, indeed. I want you guys to check out the website. It's brainfogrecoveryprogram.com. Brainfogrecoveryprogram.com is very important information that you need to know about. Listen, I want you to take a look at the website, because if you are experiencing brain fog, this is what you can do about it. You can take a look at the website and you can get the free guide. Listen, it is brainfogrecoveryprogram.com. You can get a free guide. It gives you a lot of information. And I'm telling you, the owner, her name is Nicole. Nicole, last name is L-A-U-R-E-N-T, Nicole Lorette. She is a very, very experienced in what she is doing. She's very concerned about individuals and your brain health, how to take back your brain, how to recover your brain. And so this is the way that you do it. And this is going to be brainfogrecoveryprogram.com. Take a look at the website. A lot of great information. And get the free guide. Get the free guide. And she is the one that you need to talk to about following the program. And she will help you with brain fog recovery. So listen, I have some more music that's coming up from independent artist Ligaya. It's going to be a stone cold blast. Listen, I want you guys to check this out. The name of this one is The End. It is one of my favorites. You gotta love it, love it, love it. Check this out. It is called The End. That's right, it's called The End. T-H-E-E-N-D, The End. Check this out.
Oh,
Yes, yes, yes. That is one of my favorites. The End, that name of the song again is The End. That is one of my favorite independent artists. LaGaia, LaGaia, L-I-G-A-Y. Let me tell you something. I was sitting here listening to that song, The End. Now, listen, y'all know words just don't be falling out of my mouth. You know, I take this serious. I love my independent artists, and what I do is I love to create new opportunities for independent artists. And listen, I was listening to the song, and you know something? Mama can be real square. You know, back then, I was always square. I used to watch programs like Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Now, stay with the story. It's the reason why I'm bringing this up, because independent artist LaGaia, she has that thing. She has that shine, and let me tell you something. She could easily be in one of those episodes on TV where they have the band and they play a band. Remember Sabrina the Teenage Witch? I used to love Sabrina the Teenage Witch. I used to love that show, and I was like, oh, I remember bands playing during Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and so I was just looking around when the song was playing, and it was Eden's Crush, and I'm saying this for a point, and I'm saying this to independent artist LaGaia, because your music can easily be featured in a show, something like Sabrina the Teenage Witch, when Eden's Crush was on, they would play different songs, like in the middle of the episode. And also, I used to love Gilmore Girls. A lot of times, TV shows will, you know, have a spotlight where they have a band on, they play. And listen, I'm saying that because independent artist LaGaia, you know what, she can do the exact same thing. Her music easily could be picked up. A show may have a different episode, and they have a band to come on, and it'll be independent artist LaGaia, and you'll be saying, oh, I remember hearing her on the Fierce Female Network. You know what I'm saying? Listen, it can happen. It can happen for you. You think I'm kidding you? It can happen. Listen, I had this one girl that was on Trina L. Her music, Stutter, was picked up by CSI, and I talk about this all the time. So Trina L has some really great music. She is phenomenal. And so her music, Stutter, the one song Stutter, got picked up by CSI and became a soundtrack. So listen, I am saying this to independent artist LaGaia. Your sound, you got the shine and you got the thing. And I'm telling you, like shows, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and then shows like Gilmore, those are old shows. So listen, but there are shows that's on today, currently, right now. I don't have a lot of time to watch those shows. Okay. So listen. Your music has that shine and has that thing where a TV show will want you to come on to play, and it's so much fun. Listen, it's so much fun to go down to the studio. I ain't got time to go through all that. But listen, I am saying to you, listen, I'm going to play a little bit of the song Stutter. Stutter is now a soundtrack on CSI, and this happened for Trina L some time ago, but listen, and it happened for Omalani. Omalani was on the show. She did Christmas in July, and I'm telling that girl is just blowing up like nobody's business. She is doing all kind of stuff now. She's going back to New York next year to do the New York Fashion Week. So listen, this is Stutter. It's a soundtrack on CSI. Take a listen. This is Stutter.
Oh, you're making me suffer. You're all over me.
Yes, and see, listen, it's been stone cold blessed. I am pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. Listen, I get to do it all over again a little bit later on today. Special musical salute and musical spotlight for independent artist LaGaia. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and
you motivated.